You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into the gym class here in KGYM as we open a brand new week, final week of the month of June. Hard to believe, 4th of July is coming up next week. Got a good show for you coming up as we will take a look at the weekend that was in the world of sports, Major League Baseball, College World Series, a little bit of golf, everything that took place over the weekend. We will talk about it, get your thoughts about it as well here on a Monday. And we'll have an Eagles Hideaway scoreboard update for you, let you know where we're going to be at on Friday, also coming up on the program here today. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. Always enjoy hearing from our listeners. Again, that is 319-366-1600. That is a phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a call, again, that is 319-366-1600. Scott Unash with you in studio. Mark Dukes from his back porch on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. And we have Isaac back with us off of vacation here today. You're looking good, man. How was it?
It was good. It was nice to be out west a little bit. Got to see some family in Utah, then was able to go down to Las Vegas for a little bit. So that was, it was really enjoyable.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
The fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's a very interesting place, as I'm sure many people know.
Did you bring back more than you took?
No, I did not. But I didn't lose everything. So I was expecting to lose everything. And I came back with at least a little something. So,
your dignity?
Yes. Okay. I definitely came back with that. It was a really nice trip. Got to see. I had been to Las Vegas before, but I had gone when I was like 14. So, I mean, not much. You can't do anything super fun in Las Vegas when you're 14. You can go see some of the sights, and that's about it. Now I'm 23. I was able to do a little bit more and enjoy Las Vegas for, get the true Las Vegas experience, I guess we'll say.
You did. Did you take in a show?
No, we did not schedule anything, and we were looking at the prices, and it just nothing really stood out to my girlfriend. So we were kind of like, we'll come back, you know, next couple of years and go to a show then.
There you go. There you go. Any Las Vegas questions for Isaac, Mark?
I do. Have you done the Fremont Street experience?
We were there. That's where the new Circa Resort's at. So we did go check out the new Circa Resort and walk down that a little bit. We weren't there for super long. It was the Thursday, and we flew out Friday morning, which our flight actually got canceled on Friday morning. We got up at like 4 a.m. to go to them, and then we got there, and our flight got canceled. So I was a little bit worried because they said they might not be able to fly us out until Sunday, and I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make the show on Monday anymore. Obviously, I was here. We were able to work it out, but we weren't there for super long. That's definitely something that I think if we do go back in the next couple of years, I think we're going to try to go downtown a little bit more than we did this time.
And see a show.
Yes, that is also on the list. Yes.
All right. Very good. Well, it's great to have you back. All the wheel of substitutes all did a fantastic job when you were gone.
I talked to them a little bit. Seems like they all enjoyed their time out here. So
they had a great time. How could you not?
That's right. Jaden is really... She likes working KGYM. She usually works Z, and she says...
Whoa. Are we more fun?
She said that it's like a completely different world than what Z is. I don't know. That was the way she described it. So she really likes working KGYM over here.
Very nice. Very nice. You didn't get Wally pipped. You are back, so everything is in good shape. So welcome back.
Did you watch it? Did you guys watch any soccer like I told you to? Did you watch the USA-Mexico match?
I got to say that I watched a few minutes of it. Yes, in honor of you.
Thank you. I appreciate
Isaac.
That.
And
it did get a little bit ugly there at the end where it was not so much soccer anymore.
Hey, that happens in all sports.
I told you that rivalry is intense. I did give warning. I said that they really do not like each other. And I think that was on full display during that game.
Got a little testy. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Again, that is 319-366-1600. 800 here on the Gym Class program. We are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Each and every day, learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to DuPaco.com. They are celebrating their 75th anniversary. No, Isaac did not come back with any facial tattoos that I can see. No Mike Tyson tattoo.
There was a little bit of a joke. My girlfriend and I were like, oh, we should get tattoos a couple of times. And we came close a couple of times, but I'm glad that we didn't. I think there was a little bit of something else that was talking when we were making those jokes.
This is not The Hangover. 0905. All right. Thank you very much for that. Mark. Tonight, here on KGYM, we have the final college baseball game of the year, as it will be winner-take-all between the SEC Giants, the Florida Gators, and the LSU Tigers. And we'll join up with Westwood One's coverage tonight at 6 o'clock from Omaha, and they'll get things started just past 6 o'clock this evening. It has been a very interesting first two games over in Omaha at Charles Schwab Field, as it was a pitcher's duel that was won in extra innings by LSU on Saturday night. And then, lo and behold, if you and I were in the dugout on Sunday, I think we would have been summoned to pitch, because it got out of hand, and it got out of hand quickly as Florida beat LSU 24-4 yesterday. It's been a really intriguing College World Series. It has set records for the most one-run games, 8 of them so far in the 15 games. Had a great pitching performance, a 17 strikeout performance on Saturday evening, but they had other records set yesterday, and they were all offensive and all for the Florida Gators.
Yeah, the thing about it is right now it's 0-0 going into the decisive game. LSU hopes that was an outlier yesterday for Florida. Just banged it all over the park. And I'll be tuning in tonight. One game, winner take all. But last night, it was pretty impressive by Florida.
Only guy that did not hit a home run or get an RBI for Florida, I think, was Tim Tebow. And he was not eligible last night. I think everybody else pretty much did. I think the old ball coach kind of got up there and found some green last night, or yesterday afternoon, I should say. Hey, those things happen. It's just one of those days. And probably best that you just put that behind you, and maybe best that it was a 24-4 loss that LSU took. You're certainly not hanging your head after that sort of shellacking.
That's all you can do. It really is. And I'm sure LSU's going to regroup. It'll be a tighter game tonight, I would suspect. And, you know, if LSU comes back and wins this, that 24-4 will be forgotten.
It will be. It will be. These two teams are pretty amazing. They're going to have a lot of their names called, guys that are draft eligible coming up. And that is right around the corner as far as the 2023 Major League Baseball Amateur Draft. And like I said, you're going to hear a lot of guys that are playing for Florida and LSU get their names called, as well they should be. These are two star-studded programs. And it's been a College World Series to remember. And again, we'll have it for you coming up tonight at 6 o'clock from Omaha this evening right here on KGYM. If you'd like to comment on that, love to hear from you. Again, the text line available to you at 319-366-1600 as they close up the college baseball season over there. And that's it for baseball as far as the stadium is concerned. They don't play many games over there. The Omaha AAA team does not play in that park. So a little unusual. Creighton plays there. The Big Ten Championships are there. They have concerts there. They have the College World Series there. Yeah, two really nice stadiums in Omaha proper. The Storm Chasers, their AAA team, they play on the outskirts of town.
Yeah, and big crowds, really. I don't know if LSU and Florida fans are emptying their bank accounts or what, but I've been impressed with the crowds.
What's the Jello shot count up to? That's what I want to know for LSU fans.
I lost track at 22,000.
They've got a lot of capital to spend, apparently, up in Omaha, and taking care of business there. That could be a record that is never shattered unless it's by LSU coming back to Omaha. Baton Rouge North is what they call it, and they've certainly camped out there for the past week and a half, and it should be a lot of fun. And again, we'll have that for you tonight here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. We'll get to more baseball. We'll get to some Major League Baseball coming up here after our Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update, and talk about that. Interesting weekend, Mark, as far as the golf world is concerned, as it was a birdie. So after you play, grind it out, you got to look at all the two-footers, et cetera, make sure they go in at the U.S. Open at the Los Angeles Country Club. What's the tonic for the PGA Tour? You go somewhere where birdies are aplenty, and it looked for a while that 30 under might be under attack. Did not get that way. Keegan Bradley kind of leaked oil down the stretch, but the New Englander, the native of Vermont, won in Connecticut and gets his second victory of the year on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, New England is claiming him, and he's claiming New England. Petty details that he's, doesn't or ever has lived in Connecticut, but a popular winner in New England said he, that's one tournament he wanted to win, aside from the majors. And it was really heartwarming to, and we see it, quite a bit, I guess, but Keegan and his family, his oldest son, embracing him nearly after every round, and he truly has a terrific family, and they appreciate each other.
In a very popular win, because yes, he is a New Englander. There was a lot of consternation about that yesterday, and you had a great example, Mark. I mean, Zach Johnson is a Cedar Rapidian. Let's think of it this way. When Zach won the John Deere Classic, I mean, we call that a home win for Zach. I mean, that's a regional win. He grew up an hour and a half away from, the first tee at TPC Deer Run. It's a home win. He doesn't have to be from Silvis to call it a home win. And like you said, there were some people that were up in arms yesterday. Jim Nance is saying, oh, my gosh, it's a home win, even though he's not from Connecticut. He used to attend this event as a youngster, as a 6- and 7-year-old. He used to be there with his grandfather and other family members. Don't get so literal, man. Don't get so literal, people. Not you people, our listeners. Not you, our listeners. Other people.
Yeah, it's much ado about nothing, I think, in Zach's case. It was not a hometown win. It was a home area win. Like Steve Stricker, anytime he wins a tournament in Wisconsin, it's a home area win. That's where he's from. Or even in Illinois, where he went to college. We see it all over the place. And, yeah, I think much ado about nothing.
Yeah, so he got the victory. He was probably a good thing there weren't three or four more holes, Mark, because Keegan was definitely leaking a little oil down the stretch yesterday.
He was, and I thought one of the great stories, too, is a guy named Zach Blair, who finished second. 2 years ago, he tore his labrum and was sidelined for a couple of years. And yesterday, not only had a high finish, made a lot of money, made a lot of FedEx Cup points, and he only needs a couple dozen more to keep his card. That was a good story.
It was a good story. And he got interviewed, and that was pretty cool, by Amanda Renner now, on CBS. And on the text line, 3830 says 3.6 million may as well have been a major. Crazy. Well, hey, designated event, the final one of the year. And you can thank the pre-agreement golf for $3.6 million for Keegan Bradley yesterday.
Yeah, and that's a lot of money. And these guys are making a ton. I don't know how many millionaires out there this season there are. Probably 100 or more. I think every Monday I look at the results, compare the men and women, and there's widespread discrepancy, you know, among the payouts. Now, there's a good payout for the major on the women's tour, won by a woman. I can't pronounce her name, but she's very young, very up and coming. She made $1.5 million.
Yeah, the purses on the LPGA Tour going up as well. And a lot of this has to do with sponsorship. And if you want to know exactly why, one of the big reasons that there was an agreement between the people that run the LIV Tour as well as the PGA and the DP World Tour because of these purses with these tournaments going around. And, yeah, they call her Rio Yin, and I'm going to not pronounce the full name. 20-year-old woman from China first becomes the first player from China to win and the first to win a major, the first to win in 11 years. Second player from China to win. Had a really good round yesterday, a lot of good rounds yesterday, including Rose Zhang, who is being talked about more than the winner of this tournament. Sound familiar out there? Yin got over $1 million. She's 20 years old and is going to be a force on the LPGA Tour. Calmly sank about, what, a 12-footer on the 18th hole to win a major championship at age 20. Mark, what were you doing at age 20?
I'm not sure what fast of life you're talking about.
Not making 12 footers to win over $1 million, though, correct?
Correct.
Well, she was and did a fantastic job. Rose Zhang ended up in three shots off the win. And really good tournament at Baltusrol. And then in 2 weeks, the women will be playing the U.S. Women's Open at Pebble Beach, which is going to be a whole lot of fun. First time they have been there to determine the women's national championship. The U.S. Senior Open is this week. I know many folks from this area going to make their way up to Century Point in Wisconsin. That's where it's going to be held. You got to think Steve Stricker is the favorite going in. Padraig Harrington won the Dick's Sporting Goods Open this past week. He's got to be one of the favorites as well, as I believe Padraig is leading the money list right now as far as the Champions Tour is concerned. But a lot of people making their way up to southern Wisconsin from eastern Iowa to watch a little U.S. Senior Open golf this week.
Yeah, I think Patty's probably among the hottest players on any tour. And yeah, he's going to be a favorite up there. I know our friend Brian Haas was going to try to qualify for this tournament until he suffered an injury. So he'll have an eye on things.
And speaking of Brian, Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming up on Wednesday. And we are going to talk with special guest Alex Shockey off his U.S. Open appearance, the former Hawkeye golfer from Omaha, Nebraska. We will talk about his experiences at the Los Angeles Country Club. Did he hear the peacocks and the monkeys outside the 14th tee? It's got to be one of the questions, Mark, that we ask coming up on Wednesday.
Maybe the first one.
Maybe. You never know. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Cyclone Tim on the text line. No telling how much Nicholas would have won if tourney money back in the day was what it's worth now. Nicholas Trevino Claire, Palmer, all the biggies, the big three back in the day. It's a different game. It's a different game, much like the clubs, the equipment, the golf balls, etc. All different from what it was 50 and 60 years ago. 3:26, and we're going to get it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. And you can find out more about everything at Emil's by going to their website at emilshideaway.com. Full look at the menu as well. Eat local and try their burgers and fries. They are made fresh daily. And wet your whistle with drinks from their fully stocked bar and bring the whole family for friendly service in the dining area. And big thanks to Jamie and Chris and Dave and everybody. Dave's already, Mark, probably doing research, getting ready for the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 starting up in September.
Oh, he's well into it. On the scoreboard today, former Iowa guard Joe Toussaint will visit Kansas State and Texas Tech this week as he entered the transfer portal after the Bob Huggins fallout at West Virginia. Cedar Rapids Jefferson product Connor Van Scoy has been traded to the Colorado Rockies in a deal that sent Michael Moustakas to the LA Angels. Van Scoy is 23, had a 2.76 ERA in 62 innings with high A. In the high A league. He will report to double A, I think, in Spokane. And finally, another piece of baseball news. You will remember his name, Scott Lincoln Riley, Cedar Rapids, Washington product. He is transferring from Eastern Illinois, an NCAA tournament team this year, to the University of Iowa.
Yeah, good get right there, leaving the Blue Panthers. And they did make the regionals this past year. And I was lost a few people. It's the transfer portal. You lose a few, you gain a few. And that's kind of the way it's been for Rick Heller and company so far since the close of the season over in Terre Haute. And hopefully a few more come down the pike for Iowa baseball. You talked about Joe Toussaint. A lot of these West Virginia folks are starting to find homes, including maybe the biggest prize, and that is Trey Mitchell. And he is going to be going to Kentucky. So that's a big get as far as the Wildcats are concerned. Kentucky look to be maybe a top five. Hey, here's something new. Kentucky's in the top 10. Hey, Scott, they're always in the top five going into the season, but going to be really locked and loaded as far as the top five going into 2023 and 2024 is concerned. And yikes. West Virginia men's basketball, this could be one of those years to kind of forget. Get your bearings straight. Make sure you got the right people in charge and go from there, because it could be a long year in Morgantown.
West Virginia did name its assistant coach as the interim head coach and kind of turned down John Beilein. At least the boosters did, from what I read. Not sure what Beilein's doing now, but obviously had a pretty good college career.
Yeah. Well, it was in Michigan, helping out Juwan Howard. John Beilein can coach. He can coach. Cajun Troy, hoping the LSU Tigers can win tonight. Go G-E-A-U-X Tigers. We'll see. We'll have it tonight for you beginning at 6 o'clock from Westwood One right here on KGYM. All right, quick break. We'll come back at 3:30, and we'll take a look at your weather forecast and some Major League Baseball talk, and including some All-Star Game talk. The lineups are not solidified as of yet, but you know, who should be there? That we always have that little bit of a discussion anyway, and we can talk about that and more when we return. It is Gym Class here on KGYM. Back after this.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm Cason Ferris with a check of your forecast. Partly sunny skies as we head towards your afternoon hours today. Still breezy, though. Northwest wind will gust as high as 25 miles per hour. Highs today will be reaching into the upper 70s. We'll start to clear the skies out, though, this evening. We'll be mostly clear overnight. Temperatures will be on the cooler side, falling into the upper 50s. But lots of sunshine for your Tuesday. We'll call it mostly sunny. Warmer temperatures as well. Highs will be back into the mid-80s before rain chances begin to arrive as we head towards your Tuesday night. And that was a check of your Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Get ready for all-out summer fun at the Linn County Fair in Central City. Wednesday through Sunday, bring your family and friends to have a blast where great memories are made. Wednesday night, get a special free sneak peek at the fair with Ag Games starting at 7. Thursday, Nico Moon will take the stage. This songwriter turned artist has won over audiences with songs like Good Time and Paradise to Me. He'll be joined by Adam Doliak, known for his catchy tune, Whiskey is Fine. This all-ages grandstand show is sponsored by Community Savings Bank, Kruger Seeds, and Neighbor Insurance Nationwide. Gates open at 6 and the show starts at 7:30. For ticket information, go to thelinncountyfair.com. Come to the Linn County Fair in Central City, just 15 minutes north of Marion. There's plenty of free daily parking. Bring your favorite people and make great memories Wednesday through Sunday. Sponsored by Iowa's News Now, Copyworks, and MediaCom Extreme. Get all the details at thelinncountyfair.com.
Network Computer Solutions, this is Patty.
When you call NCS, Patty answers the phone, looks into your concern, and lets you know how soon one of their local techs will help. It's the human side of IT and the way Network Computer Solutions has been doing business for 15 years. This high-touch approach makes an uncustomary difference for their customers. See how they can make your business run smoother at ncsei.com. Network Computer Solutions. Their people are the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Guys, it's show-off season. When you're on the water or the road, you want your boat, motorcycle, or convertible looking sharp. So get it into Auto Interiors and Convertibles. They're the spiff-up experts. Auto Interiors and Convertibles will repair or replace boat seats or covers, motorcycle seats, convertible tops. They even do complete classic car restoration. Make everybody wish they had your toys. Get them into Auto Interiors and Convertibles, right off 380 at the H Avenue exit in Cedar Rapids.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Sarah wants a yard.
My own little paradise.
Brad, however, hates yard work.
The only thing I hate more than cutting the grass is paying someone to cut the grass.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Sarah and Brad found a great home with a yard. A very, very small yard.
Time to get it done. And I'm done.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
At Lowe's, we're always bringing pros more ways to save. Right now, save $100 when you buy the Flex 24-volt brushless impact driver kit for just $99. That's 50% off the original price. Plus, you'll also find Southwire Romex Simpol 250-foot wire for just $109. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Valid through 7/20 while supplies last.
And we are back at 3:34. It is a gym class for a Monday on KGYM. Speaking of baseball, Joe Sheehan is going to join us coming up tomorrow to get a little national perspective on the Major League Baseball scene. We will talk to Cal Elder next week. Now, we schedule usually Cal on Tuesdays, Mark, but if you take a look at the calendar next week, we are going to have to move that around because the 4th is next Tuesday, and we will be off on that particular day. So perhaps Cal, it'll be Monday or Wednesday. We'll have to talk with him about that. But looking forward to talking with Joe Sheehan coming up tomorrow on the program. Also looking forward to Friday. Make this notation, everyone, especially if you are a golfer or, you know, someone that likes to golf, et cetera, or just go out and have a good time. We are going to be live on Friday for the program, and a little bit before and after. From 2 o'clock until 5 o'clock, we are going to be broadcasting live from X Golf in Cedar Rapids, the home of indoor golf in Cedar Rapids metropolitan area. That's on Buffalo Ridge Drive Northeast. It's right in front of the Farm Fleet over there. And we're going to be there from 2 until 5. We're going to be checking in during Spencer's show, as well as the first hour of the Todd Brommelkamp show. And then we will broadcast live coming up on Friday over at X Golf. And can't wait to see the place, Mark. I've heard a lot of good things about it. And going to check it out over there and maybe even hit a ball or two. You never know. You never know. We might be able to do that.
I'm taking a tour of the website of the facility. Looks terrific. Anxious to kick off the grand opening.
Yeah, going to be a lot of fun, and that will be coming up this Friday, June the 30th, and we'll be broadcasting live out there, so make your plans to stop on by. I believe eight bays over there. State-of-the-art golf simulators. PGA pros with golf lessons, et cetera, full bar with liquor and food. Not to say anything, you know, for you, Isaac, or anything like that. Are you a golfer? Well, I think we asked this question. You're kind of a, you're not a rabid golfer, are you?
No, I am quite bad. Last time I went golfing, I think my mom used to take me golfing, and I was never very good at it. I have recently been getting a little bit of an itch to go. I just don't have any clubs. So
that's a problem.
Yeah, and that is an issue, but it is something that I would like to maybe do a little bit more and get better at.
Okay.
And this does seem like a perfect place to sort of do that. So.
And have a libation.
Yeah. I'm all for it. Sounds great to me. I'll get a little bit better and have a little couple drinks to go along with it.
There you go. We'll be over there on Friday. Really looking forward to that. And that is at X Golf. Coming up on Friday at 2 o'clock, starting off at 2 o'clock, and of course we'll be broadcasting live with the gym class this Friday on KGYM. Let's talk a little baseball, Mark. We talked college baseball a little bit earlier on. Let's turn our attention to the major leagues before we talk with Joe Sheehan coming up tomorrow. You mentioned the Connor Van Scoy trade, which is kind of interesting. Of course, if you are an aficionado of baseball in Eastern Iowa, you know the Van Scoy name. And, of course, Grandpa Jim and everyone associated with that big baseball family. But to be tied in with a trade with someone that has the history of Mike Moustakas, that's pretty heady company right there for that young man.
Yeah, it is. Moustakas is 34 and towards the tail end of his career, but Van Scoy is having a good year, and you hope it continues.
Oh, Moustakas is going to play the first game for the Angels against, oh, I don't know, who is that they're playing? Oh, the White Sox, and we'll probably sock two home runs. Kind of the way it's going so far this year. News over the weekend, and this, I got to admit, this one really kind of snuck up on me, and I've always known that this player, I think, is A, very good, B, maybe one of the more underrated players of the last certainly 5 or 6 years as far as Major League Baseball is concerned, and see if you agree with me, Mark, and that is George Springer. And George Springer hit a milestone this past weekend. He hit a home run yesterday to lead off the game as it was Toronto trouncing Oakland, what's new, 12-1. And George Springer moved into second place all time in the career leadoff home run category with 55 and counting, as it says. He moved by Alfonso Soriano, Cub fans, who has 54. He was in third place. It's a who's who of people at the top of that list. Second through fifth, anyway. Craig Biggio is fourth on that list with 53 leadoff home runs. Ian Kinsler has 48 career home runs. Of course, the great Ricky Henderson, Ricky being Ricky, is at the top of the list with 81 career leadoff home runs. Not sure if Springer can get there, but I think he can make a little bit of a run at it. And this guy is really underrated, I think, over the years. Do you agree?
I would agree with you. And when you started that segment, I thought you were headed down the Freddie Freeman road. And we'll get to that, I suppose. But, yeah, Springer has been such an integral part of the Astros. Terrific major league career. So clutch. It seems like every time he comes up with a guy on base, he comes up with a big hit. And that one kind of snuck up on me.
Yeah, it did. And if he keeps this up, if he keeps up, you know, he's got World Series rings. He's been very, very good in the playoffs. I don't know. Is George Springer borderline Hall of Famer down the line if he keeps this up for a few more years? I think he is.
I don't know. His name doesn't roll off the tip of my tongue when you talk of Hall of Famers, but I suppose let's just see when he completes his career.
Very good leadoff man, no doubt. You mentioned Freddie Freeman. Congratulations to the Dodger, who collected his 2,000th hit yesterday versus the Houston Astros. Freeman is 33 years old. He's the sixth active player to reach the 2,000 hit milestone. And definitely Freddie Freeman is on his way to Cooperstown, I think.
Yeah, such a key player for his teams, and can spray it all over. Hit for power, hit for average, just what you want in a player.
He's just another one of those guys. I don't know, underrated is the way to really talk about Freddie Freeman, but he's just there all the time, every year. And certainly has been that way since going over from the Braves to the Dodgers. And 2000 at the age of 33, probably not going to get to 3,000, but still pretty good, pretty darn good career that Freddie Freeman has put together anyway.
Well, you compare the two, Springer and Freeman, they're both 33. Freeman reaches 2,000 hits. Springer has 1,128.
Quite a ways behind.
Change your mind?
Yeah, maybe. But he's just, I mean, he's a winner, though. He's a winner. Love having winners on your team, right?
Oh, yeah.
There you go. 319-366-1600 here as we talk baseball on the Gym Class program at 343 on KGYM. Speaking of baseball, congratulations, your Minnesota Twins, over 500, keeping that American League Central banner flying high in the Twin Cities right now. That's good news. And in the National League, the Brewers are a little bit resurgent here. Won yesterday, I believe 6 out of their last 10 or 7 out of their last 10, something like that. Spencer can let me know on that. Officially, but Brewers have climbed 3 back over 500 in the National League Central. Cubs and the Cardinals split their 2-gamer in London over the weekend as the Cubs won on Saturday, and at least in America Saturday, and Sunday it was the Cardinals getting the win. Yikes, what? The Pittsburgh Pirates. Oy. I believe, 14 out of 15, I want to say? Something like that. Only 15 runs in the last hand. They are definitely on the struggle bus right now, are the Pittsburgh Pirates.
No question about it. Now 7 games under 500. And, you know, as you look around and ask yourself, and we are at the halfway post, or most teams are, the major league season or coming up on it, I think you have to throw the Chicago Cubs in there as being one of the more surprising teams. 37 and 39, three games back, squarely in the hunt, and won 8 out of the last 10. Let's see if it's sustainable.
Now they are a big reason why that the Pittsburgh Pirates have done so poorly. They've had two series with the Pirates as of late. Cubs back home. They will take on the Philadelphia Phillies in the first part of the week at Wrigley Field. And then the Guardians come in a rematch of the 16 World Series. And that will be later on this week and into the weekend for the Chicago Cubs. And, yeah, playing good baseball. Playing good baseball as of late are the Cubs. 37-39, and like you said, they're only three games out of it as far as the Central Division is concerned. You've got right now in the National League, Atlanta cruising with the best record. Braves, and I still think they're under the radar a little bit, 50-27 at this point. Again, look at the Miami Marlins. 11 games over 500, despite a minus 15 run differential, which is not the easiest thing to do. But Miami winning some close games in there. Reds have been playing better, and we talked about that with De La Cruz leading the way. Dodgers still in third place, but they've crawled within three games now, the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Dodgers, can you say only 9 games over 500 when you're talking about the Dodgers?
You can say that about the Dodgers or the AL East. And I want to ask you about run differential, because I think there's, you know, the really good teams like Tampa and Texas have huge differentials. The Twins have the best differential by a wide margin in the Central, and yet they're only one game over 500. The Cubs have the best run differential in the National League Central. They're two games under 500. Sometimes it just doesn't equate.
Well, it's deceiving. It's deceiving. Because I'll give you the reason. Look at a couple things. The Angel game, what was that, on Saturday when the Angels put 23 runs up in four innings, something like that. I think it was Saturday. Let me double check on that. But, I mean, you get something like 25-1, the Angels beat Colorado on Saturday, which was crazy. They scored 13 runs in the third inning, the Angels did, 28 hits. I mean, you get one of those games where it's 16-1, 20-1, 19-2, whatever the case may be, and the other team's throwing position players out there, that's going to inflate that either in a positive direction or in a negative way, Mark, your run differential. You can look at it that way. I know when we talk with Cal Eldred, he talks a lot about run differential, and I think as far as looking after pitchers and being a pitching coach, yes, you've got to look at that stat, because if you don't give up runs, then, you know, you're ahead of the game as far as your pitching staff and your defense and your ball club is concerned. But you're going to have one of those every once in a while that's going to kind of mess up the whole statistical equation, if you see where I've drifted.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You make a good point there. But over the course of 162, you look at the AL East, everybody's got a run differential in a positive direction. And consequently, everybody's over 500.
True. Now, Boston has the same record as the Minnesota Twins, but the Red Sox are in last and 13 games out in the American League East behind Tampa Bay at this time. Boy, you talk about a geographical deficiency right there as far as the Hey, the Red Sox lost twice to the White Sox over the weekend. Yeah, I think they've got bigger fish to fry than that. The Orioles, another prospect coming up for Baltimore. Jordan Westberg is going to make his debut for the Orioles as Baltimore continues to try to keep at least within shouting distance of the Toronto Blue Jays at this time. And can't wait to see him for my adopted Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun week for me. Three at Atlanta, three at Baltimore.
Good luck on that.
Yeah.
So you're saying the Twins may not be carrying the banner and the torch of the American League Central at over 500 for much longer.
Well, a split would be huge, right?
Sure. It would be. It would be. The
Which, which division leader at this point will not win the division at the end?
Ooh. What would you say? I will let you go first.
That's like asking a question with a question, right?
I'll tell you. I will tell you my and nothing against them because I watched them and I was impressed. But I think that there is a team that is going to be better than they are. And two of them, as a matter of fact. I'll give you one in the American League, the Texas Rangers. And I love watching the young players for Arizona, but I just don't see them holding off the Dodgers.
I'm not sure Cincinnati can hold on. I think Milwaukee and Chicago are going to be there till the end. And Minnesota is going to have to deal with Cleveland.
Very true. Very true. 34.95 with a very good point, Mark. You talk about run differential. Angels had a plus 19 run differential versus Colorado and lost the series this weekend. That tells you pretty much everything you need to know right there. Go ahead. 40-10 says, do you have to keep in mind also that 2 months ago the Cubs had the worst record in the National League? The run differential has only come over the last couple of months because of how well they have been playing. True. And the pitching with Stroman and Steele leading the way. Hendricks has won his last couple of starts. Anything can happen in the two central divisions, no doubt. 3:52. Let's take a break and come back and wrap things up here on the Gym Class. So stay with us. More to come on a Monday after this on KGYM.
The Gym Class is coming to you live from X Golf in Cedar Rapids Friday.
Make sure we really get a feel for the place. I think we should show up early, Scott.
Yeah, better stay late too, Mark.
Say 2 to 5.
Perfect. X Golf is the home of indoor golf with the most innovative and accurate golf simulator experience in the world.
Check it out with us during the grand opening.
See you Friday from 2 to 5 at X Golf in Cedar Rapids near the corner of Collins and Edgewood, 5235 Buffalo Ridge Drive. Details at playxgolf.com.
Give your car a superior clean with 11% off automotive products at Menards. Turtle Wax Max Power Wash Formula contains adjustable strength cleaners for any cleaning occasion. Turtle Wax Max Power Car Wash can provide maximum strength cleaning for any car. The more you use, the stronger the cleaning power becomes. Just $5.99 after sale price and 11% rebate at Menards. Good through July 4th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at
Get in the zone, AutoZone. Washed
and waxed? Check.
Gassed up?
Got it.
What about that check engine light?
That,
You know you gotta treat your car right.
I know.
Then you should know about the free AutoZone Fix Finder service. Head on over to AutoZone, get your engine light checked, and get a report for free. Don't even take a minute.
Free AutoZone Fix Finder service.
Your car will thank you, and then you can thank me.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Score, pass, out of bounds. Those are sports words. Some people hear any sports word and they can't help but listen. Like drive. Drive is another sports word. And drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. You might say those savings are on par with the best in the league. You see, par is also a sports word, so I know you're still listening. And that's called covering our bases. Okay, I'm done now. But I'm serious about drivers saving big with Progressive. Now I'm really done.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Back with you to wrap things up here on the Gym Class for a Monday on KGYM. Talk more baseball coming up tomorrow. Joe Sheehan will join us. Looking forward to that. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class then comes up on Wednesday. And we will talk with Alex Shockey coming up off his U.S. Open performance over at the Los Angeles Country Club. Few people that I'd like to see. Luis Arraez has to start the All-Star game, Mark. Has to. And then I want to see Jorge Soler get in. I want to see him in there. I want to see him get some at-bats. I'm intrigued by the Miami Marlins right now.
I'd agree on both fronts. Arraez right around 400, if not over 400 right now. And Soler mashing over 20 home runs. Yeah, I'd agree.
21 home runs. To be exact. Another guy that's really Travis d'Arnaud of the Atlanta Braves. I hope he's the catcher. I think he's got a good chance, but we'll see. And we're getting closer and closer to All-Star time. It's sneaking up on us, and always have fun with those All-Star games. And it's in Seattle this year. We'll have it for you right here on KGYM. 7854 on the text line, Mark, before we go here. Cincinnati equals some of the Colorado teams of the past. They can score, but the question is, how many will the other team score? In the end, hitting is eating is the old adage that still holds up today. Pitching and defense win. Very, very true. And it's not only in baseball, but defense wins in most major sports. If you can play defense, you're going to be in it. If you play outstanding defense, chances are you're going to win.
Yeah, it's been interesting so far, the MLB season, and plenty of interest and intrigue to follow, I guess.
Yep, going to be a lot of fun. And got about a half of the season yet to go. And then we get into college and professional and high school football on down the line. It's going to be here sooner than you know it. High school baseball tournaments begin late this week, Mark. Where did that season go?
And there's some that want to reduce the season, which topic for another day, but that's not good.
No, it is not, by 10 games. And something that is going to be debated for sure coming on down the line. All right, Mark, thanks, and have a good night. Enjoy the College World Series, and we'll talk later.
Sounds great. Talk later.
You've been listening to the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Todd Brommelkamp show is next. College World Series winner take all game 3 coming up tonight at 6.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.